This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The famous flathead cherry crop in western Montana was almost completely wiped out this year by a hard freeze in January, which one longtime grower called the worst she's seen in a quarter century. Large and small cherry orchards dot the landscape along Flathead Lake, mainly on the east side, because the lake's enormous volume of water usually moderates the temperature enough to allow the delicate cherry buds to thrive during the Montana spring. Each year, Flathead Lake cherry growers produce between 2 and 3 million pounds of cherries. The flathead cherries are prized because they usually come later in the season than the huge crops from Washington and other places. Customers pay a premium for fresh cherries into late July and August. But the mid-January freeze this year means there will be no millions of pounds and probably not even thousands of pounds of cherries. One producer, Tiffany Seibert of Cherrywood Orchard off Highway 35 on the east side of Flathead Lake, said her trees usually produce between 18 and 20,000 pounds a year. Seibert says, "We'll be lucky if we harvest 50 pounds total. There was a warm-up in January, and then we were hit with an Arctic freeze that lasted about a week, and we lost our sweet cherry crops for the 2024 season. Very few blooms survived. It just killed the buds, but our trees are fine." Not only won't there be hundreds of thousands of pounds of cherries, hundreds of people will be out of work for the summer, including migrant cherry pickers and all the people who operate sprayers for the orchards and manage the trees for the owners. The last time a hard freeze wiped out the crop this badly was sometime in the late 1960s. This spring's freeze was limited to Montana. The Columbian newspaper reported in May that Washington fruit growers expect a good season, even an increase over 2023. But cherries just won't come from Flathead Lake growers this year. With climate change, weather conditions are affecting cherry growing in the Flathead. The harder and later freeze compromised this year's cherry crop, but last summer, most growers had their fruit ripen abnormally early, which meant that they were competing with the cherries from California and Washington and got much lower prices. And last summer, many Flathead cherry growers and pickers were affected by wildfire smoke. Parts of both Hyalite Canyon and Gallatin Canyon will be closed next week for repair and maintenance. Road work in Hyalite Canyon will close the road to Palisade Falls and Emerald Lake trailheads next week. The East Fork Hyalite Road will close from July 15th through 19th as part of a project to pave the road to the Palisade Falls trailhead. The East Fork Hyalite Road will reopen July 20th and close again July 29th for final paving. The Custer-Gallatin National Forest says the road work is expected to last until August 16th. The multi-year project was funded by the Federal Lands Transportation Program. The paving project to the Palisade Falls trailhead will allow for better and more efficient maintenance of existing infrastructure, according to a news release, and will address safety concerns in the high-use area, reduce sedimentation in streams and water bodies. In Gallatin Canyon, the Deer Creek Bridge and trailhead will be closed the week of July 8th through 12th for bridge surveying. The trailhead is on the other side of the Gallatin River from U.S. Highway 191 and is accessed by the Markley Bridge, also known as the Green Bridge. The bridge is nearly 100 years old and will be surveyed before being replaced. During the closure, there will be geotechnical testing to determine foundation requirements for the new bridge. The bridge will be open to foot traffic during the week's closure, and there is parking further north on 191. The project is funded by the Great American Outdoors Act. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.